In Arizona, voters yesterday chose their party's nominees in key congressional races that could determine the balance of power in Washington in 2025. Now that the dust has all settled, NPR's Ben Giles joins us to discuss last night's results and what can we expect as we move toward November. Ben, so let's start with last night's Senate primary. The election in November will decide who will replace independent U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema. She's retiring. She's not seeking re-election. So who are the candidates on the ballot?
On the Democratic side, Congressman Ruben Gallego, he announced his campaign even before Sinema announced she was staying out of the race. Gallego then ran unopposed for his party's nomination. He's expected to be a strong contender in November. But on the Republican side, he'll face off with Carrie Lake, who's been considered the frontrunner for the GOP nomination ever since she launched her campaign last fall with former President Donald Trump's endorsement. Last night, she solidified that status as the GOP nominee, and she called on Trump Republicans and traditional Republicans alike, as well as conservatives, independents, and even disaffected Democrats to join her cause.
Who is ready to save this country? This is an all-hands-on-deck moment, okay?
Now we wait to see how far Trump's endorsement will take her in November.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that because Arizona is seen as a swing state. So how is the Senate campaign going to figure into the race for the White House? And does Trump's endorsement mean much here?
Well, 2 years ago, Trump's endorsement didn't carry a lot of weight in Arizona in several statewide races in the general election. Lake, for instance, was the Trump-endorsed GOP candidate for governor but lost to Democrat Katie Hobbs. But this year, Trump has polled well in Arizona, at least compared to President Biden before he exited the race. And Republicans now hold a nearly 260,000-person advantage among registered voters in Arizona. They're hoping that Republicans down the ballot will get a bump from that and Trump this fall. But Democrats, too, say they're feeling the impact of the party coalescing around Vice President Harris as the Democratic nominee. I caught up with Congressman Gallego at a polling place in the East Valley suburbs of Phoenix yesterday.
People know that we're going to fight for them, and we know that it's a strong campaign. It helps to also have a very exciting campaign on the top of the ticket, too.
Harris is expected to campaign in Phoenix sometime next week after tapping a vice presidential running mate. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly could be an option Harris is looking at for that role. He's shown an affinity for winning statewide elections in Arizona and could help Harris carry this swing state.
So what are the key issues that are going to shape these races for Senate and president?
Well, there's certainly going to be a focus on Sun Belt states like Arizona this fall. Harris was in Georgia last night trying to firm up a diverse coalition of supporters that helped Biden win the state in 2020, and she hopes we'll do the same for her in November. But we also saw Vance hold competing events in Nevada, and he's traveling to Arizona later today for a rally in the Phoenix suburbs. Vance is expected to attack Harris for the Biden administration's handling of the southern border. The border is one of those issues we'll be hearing from all sorts of Republican candidates about in Arizona. It's something Lake mentioned in her victory speech last night, too. Lake has sought to tie Gallego to the Biden-Harris administration's actions, or, as she claims, lack of action on the border.
NPR's Ben Giles. Ben, thanks.
Thank you.